Primera Alaska won't increase premium rates for Alaskans who decide to extend their plans for another year. The company previously had to cancel plans that didn't meet the requirements of the Affordable Care Act for 5,400 members in the state. Last month, President Obama allowed insurance companies to continue offering those plans through 2014. Primera Alaska spokesperson Eric Erling says the company decided to forego the normal rate increases given the short timeline.
It just made more sense to continue plans at their current rates. So the only time, if a member is on an individual plan that's being extended, that they would see their rate change if they move into a new age band during the year. Otherwise, the rate would stay the same for their plan as long as they stay on it through 2014.
Erling says members will automatically stay on their current plans unless they call Primera to cancel. He says members can buy an Affordable Care Act plan instead on the healthcare.gov marketplace anytime before March 31st. That's the only way to qualify for a subsidy to purchase insurance. Erling says there's no way to predict how many people will go that route.
The big question is, is someone eligible for a subsidy? And if they're eligible for a subsidy, especially if it's a significant one, they may want to go to the exchange and buy one of the new plans to be able to access that subsidy. But for those folks that are not eligible for a subsidy, or very little subsidy, staying on their current plan might make the most financial sense.
Moda Health is also planning to extend plans for customers in Alaska who had their insurance canceled under the Affordable Care Act. The company says it doesn't know yet if rates will increase.